Yo, it's like I'm bending space and time. Space and rhymes with perfect precision. Call me Peyton Time. Man in patriotic positions ain't the great divine. Put respect on my compositions, not the grace aligned. They expecting the same rendition, but to great surprise. I ain't pleading, begging for listens. These ain't lazy eyes. This the reaper searching for victims. That's a great disguise. Watch the soul and body divide. Love and hate collide. Now this tumor is not benign. Face your fate and die. I'm the God on the other side. Can't create the crime without first establishing law. Oh, that's where hatred hides. Fashion badges with curtain calls ain't a great demise. By design, the darker a fall, too ashamed to cry. I remember losing control, my emotion rise. Poker faces will make me fold, must escape the pride. It's been stopping my path to blow to the naked eye. My progression is moving slow, that's a major lie. I'm just leveling on the low, getting paid to fly. Scrunch your faces at every show, see you shucking and you jiving for your audience to grow. I'm exploring more than door, peep the ore, high glow. If you swipe them with them right and then you instantly my foe. This is just an introduction for your brains is on the flow. Yeah, I'm all of that. You too simple to follow raps, human almanac. What's the leader who follows back? Had to ponder that. Slice of bacon is not a snack, it's a heart attack. I ain't judging, I used to snap on the fried foods. Shit, I probably still do, but I'm here to make an effort so we learn to speak truth. Really study so we worthy, I ain't trying to breeze through. Self-knowledge ain't an option if you rolling with the crew. Is it old? Is it new? Is the rose colored blue? When you enter future past versus last, so you lose. Last is leading on the move. Ain't no time to look behind me. Trying to travel through dimensions, so dimension never finds me. Pay attention if it's shiny. A lore so obscure, don't assume that you're immune. Discuss, you've seen it all before. Here to settle every score. Can't intimidate with deficits. Ain't asked to get your privilege, but ain't give away the benefits. Dynasties, your nemesis. Threatening your residence. We at it once again, but to them, it's the genesis.
I mean it like it is.
I don't know what to think about football right now, because
you got 11 days, so you better start thinking about it.
Is it really that close?
11 days.
That's a season opener, too,
that's
right?
A season opener. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like first game. No, like you got to think there's no preseason, so these games count.
They're playing.
I got to come over and talk to your dad about betting, too, because it's... We don't know how many games we're going to get, so we got to go in while it's
definitely don't know how many games we're
going to get. Nah, we're getting a full season.
I think you really
too much money, man.
I think we got five.
Yeah, I'm rolling with you.
As soon as Tom Brady tests positive, all right, we're done.
Let Chris Edelman get Corona.
Nah.
Oh, man, nigga. It's OVA.
I don't think that. I don't. You know why? Because.
Niggas that get Corona, they got to get tested before.
Yeah.
They're
going to get tested before and after, and it's going to be really strict. And, I mean, the NBA proved that social distancing works. If you wear your mask, that's it.
Well, they literally said...
But keeping track...
If the person who has it is not wearing a mask, but you are, you'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
Just wear your...
Wear the fucking mask. It's really not hard. But, I think the NFL will be fine.
I think everybody who doesn't wear a mask, we need to just put them on an island, like... And I think we'll be done with Corona in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yo, you know that countries have like moved on from this?
Yes.
Australia is fine.
Australia is good.
New Zealand is chilling.
New Zealand don't even like what? Like Corona.
Shout out to our boy Carlin.
That was so 2000. That was so April.
Yeah. I know. Even Hong Kong kind of went back to normal. China went back to normal.
The Wuhan, the fucking ground zero.
Yeah.
They celebrated not having it by having the most non-socially distant pool party ever.
Yeah.
But these niggas cannot get it right. And it's, and I used to think it's just white people, but no, it's dumbass
niggas. It's a lot of niggas.
Too.
It's a lot of
it's
niggas.
It's a lot of stupid niggas.
A lot of niggas.
Not wearing their mask. Did you see that video?
That Florida video?
Florida.
I was just about to say, that fucking Florida video?
Florida.
Man, that shit is a myth.
Nigga, Atlanta's going crazy. Like, everybody's in the club.
People that are in places that are shut down are going to these places to party.
Exactly. That's stupid, guys. Use your common sense.
You niggas are dumb.
Yeah.
You niggas are dumb. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have the camera on?
No.
That's all good.
Nah,
you straight. Like, you niggas are dumb. Yeah. Every single Florida, we need to annex Florida and take on Puerto Rico. We just need to.
I was glad to.
Speaking of that, you know, this nigga tried to swap Puerto Rico and Greenland.
No, he didn't.
It's an article. Look it up. Yes.
What?
Yeah, he tried to swap Puerto Rico and Greenland for a United States.
Nigga tried to trade?
Yes.
This nigga really
What the fuck do you think this is, the fucking trade machine on NBA.com, nigga?
What is actually wrong with him?
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. You know who else is an idiot? All you niggas in Florida. I didn't forget about you, nigga.
You niggas sit on your ass. Too.
Yo, why don't we just need to get off Florida, let them become a whatever, and then take on Puerto Rico, and we'll be fine, man.
Yeah, Florida can go.
Yeah, just okay. Like Patrick said, take Florida and push it somewhere else.
Dirty Puerto Rico. He called it dirty Puerto Rico, bro. They got hit by a fucking hurricane.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I think the parts Puerto of there that still don't have electricity, bro.
The Puerto Ricans who vote for him are weird as hell.
Yeah.
Yo, anybody who isn't a white man
yeah.
who votes for him, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
He doesn't like you.
At all.
He doesn't think anything of you. If you're a white man, and even if you're not a rich white man, he thinks nothing of you. Okay? He thinks you're, he hates you. He thinks you're scum.
He wouldn't even let you stay at his resort.
He wouldn't let you stay in his house. He wouldn't let you stay in his hotel. He wouldn't let you stay in his motel. He wouldn't let you stay in his Holiday Inn. He wouldn't let you stay anywhere, nigga. He wouldn't give you a cot or a pot to piss in.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that, man.
I want nothing to do with this nigga.
I don't know why people like him.
And you know what? Fuck coon-ass Herschel Walker.
And his...
Protect the brand, guys.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah. Fuck him.
You know what I mean? Herschel Walker.
Fuck his motherfucking...
Your sweet-ass son.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah. Your motherfucking...
All that sugar in his tank.
All that motherfucking apple-bottom jean-ass nigga.
CGA.
We about to go in like them. But shout out to
I really want to go in on this nigga, yeah, but I'm not.
But it's like. It's so easy to call out the obvious thing, but that's hate speech.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that because I'm an ally and I stand by the LGBT community. But this nigga?
Facts.
This nigga?
Speaking of that nigga.
Yo.
And other niggas fucking up. You seen Jeffree Star's boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right, shit. I guess we're in the messy hour of the podcast.
Like, nigga, you just had a baby.
You just had a baby, bro. You see the baby mama on
the baby's not even walking.
Hey, yo.
Bugging.
Listen here.
He went and pussy that bad.
That nigga had a booty anchor.
Yeah. Ain't no way you want pussy that bad.
He said
Jeffree Star, bro.
That nigga saw his baby getting born. He's like, yo, I need some dick.
Yeah, he
needs
some fucking
this really ain't it.
This is not it.
He's like,
I gotta put my dick back in that after you
and done. It cries.
He seen the birth and was like, nah.
He said, I'm through.
He's seen the placenta come out. He said,
I don't even want another one of these. I want a whole different
dog. But Jeffree Star, like, he's literally racist.
He refers to black women as monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, that's, ugh.
Like,
first of all right, listen.
Like,
let's,
it's all
let's,
bad.
Let's.
I don't even know how to attack this right now. I don't even.
Let's tread lightly because we've already missed that. Few times already. It's
been it'll be fine.
6 minutes.
We good. Shout out Manscaped.
Do we know the nigga's name?
I forget.
Cause he's some ball player, but he's not a real ball player. He's one of the minor league ball players.
He plays overseas.
Yeah, you know, one of the overseas niggas.
Yeah.
So,
his name is Andre Merold.
Okay.
Merhold?
Andre Merle. Okay.
Merhold.
Andre Merle.
Marhold.
M-A-R-H-O-L-D.
Marhold.
Yeah, Marhold or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He's gotten into it with some Buit. Basically, I saw this came about on, I saw it on a Twitter post where basically there's a picture of like a Jeffree Star post. If you guys don't know who Jeffree Star is, good for you. But
lucky.
If you don't, if you don't, I will inform you. He's basically a gay man, makeup artist, influencer type dude. White man. I don't know if he's trans or not, or he's just
he's
like
just gay.
He's just a gay man, cis man.
Yeah.
And he's just he tries to take on the appearance of a woman. I believe so. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe this motherfucker.
He's
honestly,
he's just a weird ass looking ass nigga.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself,
he's just a weird ass looking ass nigga. Yeah, he looks crazy.
I support him being him.
I don't.
That part of himself. Fuck him. Not the racist, discriminant, bigot part of himself, but the gay free part of himself. Do what you do, chief. And it was a picture of him being wrapped up with some mocha arms. And the thing about the internet, guys,
if the internet wants you,
and the internet will find you,
if the internet wants you,
they will find you.
You will be found,
and they will get you. The whole internet is like Liam Neeson and Taken.
Yeah,
they have a special set of skills.
Yeah,
and I will find you.
Yeah,
and I will kill you.
Yep.
So they basically saw his tattoo, matched it up with old boy.
Which is crazy.
Which is nuts.
I don't even know how you find.
How do you do
how
that?
Do you find
an, how do you an, find
a European
time?
A European basketball player?
Yeah,
I don't even know, but
who has that knowledge base?
Yeah, and they found his baby mom
and baby.
The baby mom deleted her Instagram though.
Yeah.
Which was a smart move. Which
she was because she was wild.
She was going through it like.
Well, how is she wild?
She posted on her Instagram. She said. A picture of her and the dude, what's his name? Andre, right? Yeah, Andre. Tell me what I've done to you. Tell why to expose yourself, but my son, money, because I would have worked harder to make our life. I would have worked harder to make our life better. I was your ride or die. Mm. I can do anything to save our relationship. Anything. Mm. Like, yo,
you don't. You don't beg for that nigga back, like.
Yes.
And then she put the heartbroken emoji on another post.
Like, but imagine though, you wake up right,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing you see is you see on the news that your man has not only cheated on you,
mm-hmm.
he's cheated on you publicly. He's
fucking the enemy.
Why
the ultimate enemy?
And then also on top of all that,
yeah,
he's gay. Like, he left you. Not saying that being gay, but he left you for a man.
Yeah, he left you for a man.
Now, that's nuts.
She posted about it. She was like, I should have saw the signs.
Cause I'm sure there was
no,
a couple
she said
of
it. No, she oh, said it. Man. She said, I wish I would have. She said, there were red flags.
She just ignored
it. In the bedroom. But she was like, I ignored it.
Did she go into what these flags were?
No, but I'm pretty sure you.
I gotta get into it for comedy purposes.
Yeah, like, what were the red flags?
Did you hear him just go audibly, ew, yucky?
All right.
I don't want that.
Oh, man. Fingering the booty boy, probably.
This pussy way better.
That's. I don't know how I would handle that. Like, find out your girl or.
Cheating in general is find out.
Sucks, but then they cheat on you for, like. You made them switch teams on you?
I mean, probably not.
Does that sting more than
you guys? He's probably been bi or gay the whole time.
Do you feel like that's more of a betrayal, though?
More of a betrayal? From a woman's standpoint, yeah.
But as a man, do you think, like, say your girl's like, you found out she's messing with other girls and she's cheating on you with a girl. Do you feel more betrayed?
No.
Are you one of those people that's like, this guy's hot?
Yeah.
Nah, you cheated on me because you didn't tell me.
Yeah, if you cheat, you're like, it's
right.
It's still bad.
Because I know some people do, like, well, I mean, it's another girl, so you know, That means automatic threesome for me. Well, no,
you gotta be a dumbass nigga to really think that.
It's a lot of dumbass niggas out here. like, shit, that's all you had to say. Nah. If you want a threesome, just say that.
Nah, it don't work like that. But,
yeah.
Nah, cheating is cheating. That shit is ass either way. But in her case, I feel like it's just more of a slap in the face when a man leaves you for another man.
Yeah.
Like that, because that's just, like, really, not, I don't want to say out of the norm, but
it makes you
see
seem
that.
Like you're not woman enough.
Yeah, exactly.
But also,
yeah.
That will make it hurt as a man because you feel like you're not man enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like, man, and then on a public stage like this all over the internet.
Yeah. And with fucking Jeffree Star, like this ain't
on
no
top of that. Listen,
this ain't
listen,
no random.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm a straight man all the way through, bro. But if I were to go gay, right,
it wouldn't be Jeffree Star.
It wouldn't be Jeffree Star, G.
If I had to choose it, yeah, he'd be last.
He'd be pretty damn near the bottom.
He'd be number 7 billion.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 6 billion people on Earth. He'd be 7 billion.
7 billion and one.
Yeah, nigga. I'm not going for Jeffree Star, like
this the same dude.
I'm not.
I'm going for like, you know, what's your type?
I think what's your type is nuts.
What's your type? Nah, but he said
I'm not jumping off this ledge unless all y'all jump off this ledge.
I don't even know.
So y'all not about to do that to me. Nigga. Yeah. If I jump off this ledge, I want this to be
put it like this.
I want that. I want this to be a unified front.
If you're an athlete, nigga, you might as well go for another athlete. Like you go for Jeffree Star. At least go for another nigga like it's on your level somewhere.
What do you have in common?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you hate black women?
Yeah, you have nothing in common with this nigga.
You hate niggas in general? You don't go for a nigga? There's nigga makeup artists out there.
Yeah,
go for the Drake Bay nigga on Twitter.
Yeah, go to Atlanta. Find one of them.
Yeah.
Go find one of these
Atlanta.
Find one of these fat booty ass niggas, bro. Like,
no, 42 Dogs, we got two. Right. 42 Dog ain't doing nothing.
I just want to sit a cup on his ass.
Yeah. At least go, nigga. I don't know. At least find a nigga that
man literally said
doesn't like Jeffree Star.
He wants to throw acid on black women so they can so he can bleach their skin.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick. Jeffree Star is sick.
Fuck him.
And clearly, this is a dumbass nigga who just doesn't pay attention to shit. So
yeah, bro.
That's a weird situation.
Jeffree Star. Bro.
That's
I feel like all right. So this is why I want to play this game. Since we're not gonna say
our type,
right?
Like the point of the
we're not doing this on Lloyd, but I'll. Corey got me fucking this shit.
Nigga said my girl gotta look like Lloyd. You're pulling Lloyd's hair. What is a good looking dude, though? What is a good looking dude?
Alright, so we're not gonna. I'm gonna. We should guess each other's
male type?
Gay type.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're ratcheting up the content, guys.
All right, man. Yeah.
We're making it funny.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Yeah, man. All right, oh, so
let's do it.
I'll go first.
All right.
LZ. LZ's type. Oh, LZ would. LZ likes petite light skins.
Petite light skins.
So LZ definitely gonna like. Who would he show who's boss?
Like, oh, hell no.
He would show, like, a Jussie Smollett who's boss. Yeah.
I'll show you a Subway sandwich.
I'll show you a footlong. And it won't be $5. It's fucking free.
Jussie's a weird nigga.
Yeah.
Not even a good liar.
Nah.
No.
That is
Jussie
Smollett. That is literally something I've never thought about in my time.
I don't know.
I don't even know where to start.
Corey. Corey like Ratchets. Santana.
No. Yo. Loud.
Like him.
Yeah, squeezing in the shit. I can see that. Like the nigga from ATL, or I mean from Atlanta when they're in jail.
Yeah,
that's a girl, man. That's a girl.
You know, she a man. That's why she in jail with the man. Nuh-uh. That's my girl. That shit was weird.
Nah, that
sexuality
was
is a spectrum. Yeah. No, I ain't gonna get shit, man.
Shut your ass.
Stop looking at me.
I'm sorry. Such a great show. What's Mike's type? Corey, what's Mike's type? Mike, you probably like.
I was gonna say Santana for Mike.
Nah, Mike. No.
I'm walking Santana like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog. Nah, Mike's type.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. You gotta be thick. Yeah. You gotta be a thick nigga. You need a big dude. You need like a guard.
Yeah. A guard.
The nigga from the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
The tight end?
Tight end.
Hey, bitch. Yeah, there's Mike's type. Yeah. Man, Mike, you like a tight end type dude. I can see that.
I'm definitely taking Aaron Hernandez down.
Oh my god.
What's Q's type?
Q's type?
Yeah, what would Q go for if he was like in like
Herschel Walker's son?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
Q would be with the light skin nigga with the light eyes and the curly hair.
Q be going for the mixed one, so
yeah, they'd be mixed. They'd be a mixed nigga.
What did you say?
See what happens when you leave and come back to the night.
Oh yeah. Man. What else? What else you got?
Nothing really happened. I feel like nothing happened. Like, this is the thing I hate about
quarantine.
Yeah, it's big
stuff, but it's like, it's not too much, so it's not going to be a long one, I don't think. Nah. Honestly.
Should be happening in slow motion. Yeah. Or, like, the thing with quarantine, like, nothing will happen, and then, like, 10 things happen in one day.
That's exactly how it goes. It'll be like a four.
Did we even introduce? Like, did we even?
No, we didn't. Oh, wow.
Skip all that.
We sure did. Yeah, we're 20 minutes in.
Okay, yeah, right on time.
Hey, guys.
What up, everybody?
Podcast here.
Yeah.
What's going on? Thanks for coming through. You know what I mean?
What's this, 108?
108, I think so. Yeah, 108. We straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're still podding. But, yeah, like, yeah, so.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's I mean, the biggest thing that's happened over the past week was obviously the Megan Thee Stallion live.
Oh, yeah.
Where she basically
said
in explicit words that basically she spelled out for niggas, like, listen, Tory Lanez shot me. And then she went into whole detail about the situation, who was there.
Which she really didn't have to do,
which I probably wouldn't want her to do.
I wouldn't want her to do that because if you got a case.
Yeah, if you. Pending. But I don't know. First of all, let's do this. Do we think she's actually legally pursuing this? Because I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because I don't know if she's legal. She's pursuing this.
Yeah. And I know. And the reason we're going back to this, I know we talked about it last week, but like right after we did the pod, she basically came out and told all of the details. Like,
yeah,
I
think the live happened.
It might have been like the next day or something like that.
I think it was while we were.
On. But yeah, so I feel like she's not going to take legal action. Because she's saying so much now. And if she really had a lawyer and the police...
Because her lawyer's definitely telling her,
they would be
shut
like,
up.
Shut up. Like, you can't speak on this right now. Like, you can't say shit. Like, when a trial comes... Exactly. So when a trial comes, but I feel like she's not going to press charges on him. And it's unfortunate. She should. But I feel like she's low-key... And she was... She was protecting him from the beginning, which is why she didn't say anything.
Yo, which is, bro, crazy. It's like, bro, she's looking out for you by keeping her mouth shut.
She's looking out for him. And then I feel like she's going to look out for him again by not pressing charges. So. But she should do everything to put this nigga in jail.
I think she should. I think she wasn't. I think she might want to now. Because apparently she's saying, like, that Tory Lanez's people was going around saying that, like, she caused this because she was, like, putting hands on him and blah, blah, blah. All right. That's what she says he is doing. I can't verify that.
Yeah.
But that's why she said, she was like, yeah, since y'all want us, your people want to go around saying this and that, saying about I put my hands on you, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell the real story. And that's how she told it. Like, and like, bro, I try to be objective in all things, but my nigga, this ain't it, bro.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. Especially if this is the way she tells it and she was walking away. And you shot her, dog.
Done.
You're out of here, chief.
As you should be.
And I don't feel no ways about it.
Nah.
You just gotta go. You just gotta go. And the fact that, like, she's going out of her way to, like, protect you throughout all this, bro, you probably could've... There's really nothing you could do to salvage it, maybe. But you could've prevented it from making it worse. Because, like, we were getting to a point where maybe we weren't thinking about it as much because... The WAP video came out. She's getting healed. She's out. She's with her twerking and all that.
Yeah.
She seems to be in better spirits. And I feel like you just set yourself back doing whatever you did to set Megan off to tell this story.
And you know he...
To tell her story.
You know he actually did it because he never said anything about it. He's been very vocal. Well, he's very vocal about everything that he does.
True.
He's not a quiet nigga.
I'm not
at all.
If this was to come, if this was to come out and Tory really didn't do it, he got on Instagram Live and be like, yo, like, cut all that. Yeah. He was like, yo, cut all that shit. Like, I didn't do it.
Definitely
like,
did it.
Yeah, he would have said it.
I don't think...
He didn't even say anything on his birthday.
I don't think it's because of... I don't think he's guilty. Nah, he is guilty. What I'm saying is, I don't think that's... And then because he hasn't said anything, because he probably has people around him telling him not to say anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure everybody on the scene, legal team, personal team, PR, all that stuff is telling him
to
just lay low and don't say nothing.
Don't say shit.
But it's just...
The shit passes over because everything moves so quickly.
Yeah, and we were getting...
Man.
I feel like he probably... I don't know. I don't know if he could have saved it. If you're on his team, though...
The only... you're saying if he could have saved it and he still did it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's no way to save it.
There's no way to save it.
There's no way to save it.
I feel like... So let's play this game. If you're on his team, right?
Mm.
You're on the PR. You're trying to. What do you do? What is your plan of action?
It's exactly what they're doing right now. They bailed him out. Lay low. If she presses charges, you go forward with it. If she doesn't,
because she got there's a court date in October or November, okay. I believe.
I think it's October, Mike.
October for Tory Lanez. I don't know if that's because... I think that's because, like, the state is doing
it's
that.
A preliminary, but I think the prosecutor said that they are going to probably...
Yeah, they're gonna pursue that because of where they shot people at. They shot people in Whitetown.
In Calabasas.
Yeah, niggas... That's not going to be a mystery. They're going to find out who...
Or that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, they are not playing with that. So, you know, they pay too much taxes out there. For niggas to just be getting shot and then nobody hears about anything ever again.
Yeah.
So, you can be sure of that.
I don't want to say they're... I'm not on his side at all, but they're doing the right thing by shutting the fuck up. Like, nobody wants to hear from
him. Yeah. You saying anything only makes it worse.
Makes everything 10 times worse.
If I'm on his team, I'm doing the same thing he said, shutting up, and I'm talking to Megan's team, maybe, to see...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like if they are pressing? Well, you'll find out.
Try to stay in their good graces. I don't know.
Ain't no way.
It's no way.
They probably not talking to them.
Probably not, but you can always check the temperature.
I don't think anybody wants to check that temp.
Yeah, I guess because you're shooting.
Yeah, it's slow. I've
always checked the temperature after, like...
I don't care what you have to say anyway.
Yeah, they ain't.
Shoot bitches.
Yeah, you shoot bitches. That's cool. That's
cool. We cool on whatever you have to say.
Yeah. You shoot bitches. It's not... That's not the wave.
I don't know. The main thing the main thing that I got out of all of this, like I said, like, I don't think Megan really had to explain all of this. Like, it shouldn't have to happen.
I didn't
really
want
to
hear it.
I didn't want to have to hear what, like, if this what happened, then I believe her. Because I don't think she gains anything. Like, I think we talked about that last episode. She doesn't gain anything from lying about it.
Yeah, that's why she was quiet for so long. She's trying to help that nigga out.
Yeah. So, when it comes around and the trial comes, and that's when we figure out everything. But, I mean, for the sake of her fans and the fact that
people are
so, like, fan, you know, that's so crazy and in people's business, she felt the need to have to say something. And I feel like it was... It was both sides. So it was her actual core fans, and then you have just a bunch of niggas who are like, oh, well, what happened? We need to hear both sides. And I feel like both of those, the energy from both sides just made her, you know, kind of just feel like she had to explain herself when she didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. And to all you niggas out there that's saying that she's snitching, shut up.
That's some weird shit. This is not snitching. This is not snitching.
No.
Like, this is not...
She's a citizen.
Yeah.
She's a millionaire.
She's a
citizen.
As well, she's not a gangbanger.
Woman.
She don't even rap about shooting niggas.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. She, at all.
Like that's not even her shit. Like,
subscribe to that.
She's not Cardi B. And even if it was Cardi B, I'm pretty sure Cardi B loud as shit. She's like, this nigga shot me. But...
Yeah. These are women.
Yeah, these are women, bro.
Black women at that.
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you doing?
People weird out here, man. I don't know what kind of standard people are holding... other people too, but it's very unnecessary. But I don't know. I hope this shit just gets figured out because this has been going on I don't want to say too long, but I just need something to be done about it so we can get past this shit.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's just, and then it, when things like this happen, when this is just a weird, bizarre thing that never happens nowhere else.
only in 2020.
Honestly. Only in 2020.
It's been a crazy year.
It sparks people up to just create bigger narratives. Mm-hmm. And it's just nobody benefits. It's not a good time.
No.
People start talking about their trauma.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, that's one thing. You know, fucking Chris Brown was trending because of this.
Yeah.
Like, it, I don't, people have just been going on tangents because of this shit.
Yeah, like,
I don't know, that's been a lot. But I just need everyone to get, not past this moment. We're not gonna forget it, but I just want the facts to come out and people are held accountable so we can move forward.
Yeah, I just wish there were people that, when we had these dialogues, people have them in person and not on Twitter, where it's like on a platform where you get validation for saying the most flagrant shit possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then you're not having a conversation.
Yeah.
Not even in regards to this Tory Lanez shit, but it's like, in general, like, regular conversation, like, bigger issues that this represents, you know what I mean? Oh, no, man.
Who's that, a big-ass beetle?
Yeah.
Damn, nigga.
What?
I'm gonna let him live.
Oh, fuck.
He's a big-ass beetle. Oh, shit.
Not in these parts.
What else we got on there, Mike? What else?
But, what else do we have? Okay. So, Jacob Blake.
Yeah.
We have another, right, once again, we have another innocent black man shot down by police. Fortunately, and I hate, and it's crazy that I would say a sentence like this, fortunately, he isn't dead.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
He's super lucky.
To only come out of this paralyzed from the waist down.
And they don't know, they're not even sure yet if it's temporary or permanent.
Yeah, which is a nuts thing to be like.
That man is a soldier.
He is lucky to only have been paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah.
I don't have all the detail. What's the? So, this was in Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, in Wisconsin. As far, I didn't, you know, as soon as I seen it, man, like, I just seen this shit happen so much now. Like, I really didn't want to look into it. I don't know if that sounds bad, but
no.
All I know is that he was trying to defuse the fight, break it up. The cops came, and it looks like if he was the one that was trying to break it up, why are the cops like coming after him?
We gotta look at it from the cops' point of view. They just probably see an altercation and then a black man. So here, and this is Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I've never really heard about anything good happening out there to black people.
Yeah. And he was just trying to get back in his car because I'm sure at that point in time he's like, I didn't do anything wrong, so y'all shouldn't be bothering me. So he's trying to get back in his car. Where's three kids were in the car, by the way.
3, 5, and 8. The oldest three sons.
The oldest was 8.
Yeah.
Three kids, 5, and 8.
And they, yeah, and the cops shot him 7 times in his back.
And what's so nuts is, it was this one. I mean, all of them is unnecessary, but this one is so blatantly, you
7 times
don't have to shoot this man at all. 7. How about you just grab him?
Grab him and hold him.
Yeah, or like,
it was three officers, right?
It was three of them, yeah.
Three of them niggas, right?
Standing there.
So he's going in his car, and if you guys are watching the visuals, right, the officer is as close to Jacob Blake as I am to either one of Corey and Elsie. He's that close, right? He's just walking in his car. He's opened the door. He's going into his car. Instead of all the myriad of things he could do to, you know, prevent him from getting in his car, if he really didn't want to be in his car that bad, his literal first reaction is to pull out his gun and unload 7 shots in his back. Bah, 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 bah. Like, just, and in just the video,
kept going.
It's nuts because it was literally instant. That's it. Right? In front of his kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this straight up. Like, yo, them three officers, they not only need to be fired, they need to be put in jail.
Hell yeah.
instantly. Really, they need capital punishment, but I'm not for that, you know, calling for people on a public platform. Mm. You know what I mean? But they need severe punishment. Yeah. And I understand, and this is why people are so fed up, black people explaining the same things over and over and over again to white people that just don't get it. And then one of the think of things like, oh, you know, he shouldn't have resisted. What?
White people resist all the time. Yeah, but why does resisting have to result in like
death?
It does not. It shouldn't, because like I'm pretty sure we had this conversation before, at least in this magnitude. Like, cops are just cops. They're not the judge. They don't determine shit.
They are the
Their job is to take you to jail so you can be put in the system. That is and then it. Whatever happens to you after that is what happens. Like,
exactly.
You are not the judge. You're not.
They are. You, it's literally
not. Yes. You're not the law and order.
Y'all are chauffeurs.
You don't want the nigga.
Crime scene.
Yes. It's like you don't want the
nigga. You're a butler with a cop with a fucking gun.
That is all you are. Stop. It's like you don't want the nigga that drives your Uber to the airport to also drive the airplane.
At all.
Yeah, no, that's not how that works.
That's what they're doing. They're literally doing things that are outside of their knowledge and scope and power to doing. They're becoming judge, jury, and executioner. Well, nigga, you're not even any of those things. You are servant.
Yeah.
You are servant to the community. And people that are supposed to protect and serve are shooting people in the back. Yeah. Okay? And it's just people are tired of it. And it's like, and I guess we as a community are so dumbfounded and trying to impress upon white people, because as sad as it is, for us to get true change, we do need white people to understand on some level, because we can't really make change without their help. And I hate that I have to do that. That we have to do that. That's a fact. That we need them to understand us to elevate our standing in this country.
Yeah.
Or just to have us on equal footing. Like, we need outside resources. Mm-hmm. Because we can build up things all we want, and we've done this before. Mm-hmm. They'll come in and destroy the shit.
Yeah.
So we need to do it. We have to be cooperative horribly that we have to do that. But we have to. And it's like, I guess we're so dumbfounded in trying to impress upon our situation so that white people can understand that we're resorting to different mediums to do it. Which brings me to, before I even move on, I can't say recipes, but blessing, Pete, you know, prayers and blessings to Jacob Blake.
Yeah, yes.
His family, well wishes, friends, family, all that. Hope, and pray he receives the justice that he deserves. I hope those officers involved go under the jail. I hope they never make a decent living as police officers or any capacity of law enforcement ever again. Mm-hmm. I hope they're bagging groceries for the rest of their lives, short, measly lives, after they've been in jail.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
trying to get white people to understand our plight, we have to do various extravagant, wild things, which I don't know, which brings me to this movie. I don't know if you guys have heard about this movie. This movie's called Noughts and Crosses. Okay?
Mm-mm. I never heard of it.
I think it's sponsored by Rock Nation. Yeah.
Really?
It's
Rock Nation. Yeah. Noughts and Crosses?
Noughts and Crosses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a movie. Yo. I hate when they... This is what... See, woke... Wokeness is, it's a tricky thing, you know?
Five to the body, one to the
head. Yeah, man. It's a tricky, tricky thing, because it's like, you need people to have knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
As a people, you want your fellow people to know and understand the plight of their people so they can teach the young and all that other good stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like niggas do too much. And this is when we get things like this.
What is it?
Knots and Crosses, my dear co-host Elsie.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi TV series, mm-hmm. in which it's a dangerous alternate world where Africa has colonized Europe. So they did this with the old switcheroo. So basically, where it's a TV show that shows that everything that black people go through,
mm-hmm.
white people are going through. So it's like white people are being shot by the police.
Mm-hmm.
White people are be like, your name's Frank. Oh, that's a ghetto name.
Didn't BET try this?
Yeah, with Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
Gotti with, what was the name of the show?
Tales?
Trash. Tales, yeah.
Called Trash.
Trash Tales.
Yeah. That shit was ass.
Doodle Tales.
The black people were white and the white people were black.
Thanks, Irv.
And like the white people were in the ghettos.
So when you guys have an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things on your ideas should be, did Irv Gotti already try this? And if yes,
don't do it.
Scrap the idea.
It's probably not a good one.
Because it's probably not a good one. Yeah. Okay? So let me read. I'm going to read the synopsis.
Jesus Christ.
All right. This is the Wikipedia. Knots and Crosses is a British drama television series based on the first book of Knots and Crosses novel series by Mallory Blackman. The series is set in an alternate history where black, quote-unquote, cross people rule over white knots.
Mm.
The first episode aired on BBC One in March 5th, 2020, and the remaining episodes premiered on BBC iPlayer the same day. Yeah, the series takes place in present-day London. In an alternate history where 700 years prior, several nations in West Africa combined to form a powerful African empire and went on to colonize Europe. After a conflict known as the Great World War, control of Europe is split between different African factions, with mainland Europe under control of the Malian Empire and the Moors, whereas Albion, comprising Great Britain and Ireland, and parts of Scandinavia remain under the thumb of the African Empire. So, this basically, sounds, it's just like...
It sounds so stupid.
It's so stupid because it's like... It's so dumb.
Yeah, where it's like, dumb.
Do you get it now, white people? Like, look. Like, do you see... Do you sympathize now that you see Terry Wilson is getting shot and his knee in the... There's a cop's knee in his back, and it's a nigger cop doing it. Doesn't that make you mad?
It's just never gonna hit the same.
It's never gonna hit the same. Because you know what? Fictional.
Yeah, it's just never gonna hit the same.
They're detached. It's never gonna make them. Like, nobody's gonna watch this show and be like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, I've never seen some fake shit that I knew was fake, and it just hit me like, oh.
I never saw no fake shit that I knew was fake that affected my real life.
Yeah, no. Because once I left the theater, I was like, well, that was good.
That was great.
Yeah.
Back to the status quo.
Yeah. Nah, but when you watch movies like fucking Fruitvale Station.
Yeah.
Or the other movie.
Because that actually happened.
What
do y'all take? What's y'all take on that?
I watched Fruitvale Station. I've never seen it.
I've never
seen it, and I don't want to see it.
No, you should watch it once. But you're never going to watch that shit ever again.
What are your takes on those movies in general?
We don't need them anymore.
I'm tired of those movies.
I don't understand the point.
Them and slave movies.
Slave movies, Black Pain.
There should be another slave movie ever again. I don't want to see any
more Black Pain movies. Speaking of Black Pain movies,
one's about to come out.
They're about to do one with Sean Bell.
I never heard of Sean Bell before.
Sean Bell is the young man who they shot. It was New Year's Eve or something like that. The day before his wedding, right?
Yeah.
Cops just shot, like, literally unloaded on his car when he was in it, like 25 plus shots.
What?
Like, they went nuts.
Really?
And no, it was 50 shots.
50 shots?
That's why the name of the movie is called 50 Shots.
Really. Oh, I didn't know the name of the movie.
Yeah, they unloaded 50 shots into his car by 5 policemen.
Why?
He was leaving his bachelor party
In
Queens. And so it says that on the night of his death, Bell was hosting his bachelor party at a strip club that was being investigated by undercover police over accusations.
These are plainclothes undercover police.
That the owners fostered prostitution. It said he had an argument outside the bar and threatened to go get a gun. One of Bell's friends said, "Yo, go get my gun," as they left the club. Thinking a shooting was going to take place, a plainclothes officer named such and such followed Bell and his companions. He altered his backup team, who confronted Bell and his companions. According to the officer, he held out his badge, whatever, identified himself as a police officer, and ordered the driver to stop. Instead, Bell accelerated the car, striking the police officer, and then collided with an unmarked police minivan. The officer said he knew, he thought he saw, I think his name is Guzman, reach for a gun.
Yeah.
He yelled a warning to the other five policemen, and they opened fire on the car. Five policemen joined in, firing about 50 bullets into Bell's vehicle.
All those police officers found not guilty.
That's why I got so much. That's why.
Yeah, because
this was the day before his wedding.
He shot him 50 times.
It was back in 2006.
He filed a lawsuit for $3.5 million. $3.25 million.
He was 23 years old.
One of the guys in the car, Guzman, I believe it was his best man, got shot 19 times,
and he survived. He survived because it says that Sean Bell is the only one that died.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's in stable condition. Both men survived shooting. Yep, you're right.
So, they're going to make a movie about this. I mean, you know, I don't know why we need it, but
I don't think we need it.
I don't think we need it because it's
probably necessary. Black trauma. Like,
reading it is enough.
Yeah. Yeah, reading it is already hard.
I can't believe
I'm seeing it. It's like, bro. And it's in the movie. Is being produced by what's the guy's name? Who was
I know the main guy doing it, or the main actor is the one. What is his name? The nigga that played Eazy-E,
Jason Mitchell.
Yeah.
So he was Eazy-E in Shredder Compton. He was also in The Shy, but he got kicked off because, you know, he was being nasty.
Mm.
With the females on there, so
he shouldn't be getting no other gigs.
He shouldn't be getting no other gigs, but I feel like this is kind of nasty too. That he feels like, all right, this will be my way back in.
Yeah,
is using black pain because you already know white people are gonna eat that shit up.
Yep,
because it makes them have a moment of fake wokeness or realizing like, oh, I never know. So
yeah, but it's a movie theater.
Feel good,
it's a movie theater. So they're gonna walk out that shit,
and they're just gonna walk out that shit, and then shit don't mean nothing. They're gonna get a couple of tweets off and a couple of posts off.
Yeah,
and they're gonna go back to not giving a real actual fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like shame on him for using this as a way to get back in.
Yeah,
and he's starring in it too, which is like, oh brother.
Yeah.
Like, oh brother, like, oh, I don't like none of this.
Nah.
This is all nasty. You should be ashamed of yourself, Jason Mitchell. Fucking bastard. That's nasty.
Yeah, black pain, black trauma movies.
Tired of it.
I'm tired of it. They did their job already.
Slave movies, black pain movies, white savior movies.
Yeah.
Where it's like the one white character that just saves.
Did y'all see the trailer for the Fred Hampton movie, Black Panther?
That looks good.
That does look good.
Oh, with the one boy.
The dude. It's
from Get Out.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
Do y'all know the story, the Fred Hampton story?
Basically, the FBI came to his house and fucking shot him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know he was that young, though.
Leader of the Black Panther. One of the leaders of the Black Panther.
He was the leader of the Chicago Black Panther. So I wrote my senior thesis on this in college. This movie. So I'm excited to see this movie.
Do you want us to give us a...
When that time comes, we'll dive into it. I don't want to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's history, so you're not really ruining everything. Nah, you're not spoiling the ending.
They killed him when he was 21.
Bro, a lot of them were young. Like,
a lot of them.
Like,
and then when you look at what the Black Panther was doing, it's all good shit.
It's nuts. It's literally nuts what they did to
them. The FBI classified him as a radical threat.
The Black Panther
So the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover at the time, who started the FBI, right?
Yeah.
It's the guy that started Social Security numbers, the guy that started the FBI. The FBI building is still named after him now.
Mm.
He classified the Black Panthers, whole organization, as the greatest threat to American, like to America. Mm. The Black Panthers were the greatest threat to America.
Not the KKK.
No. And that's why, is it KKK? Aren't they still not considered a terrorist group?
They're not.
So this is why, don't be surprised, black people, bro. This is not for us, man. This is like, yo. And then Black Panthers, all they really set out to do was just improve the state of our shit.
Yeah.
And it was just only, they were just doing it in a non, they were just doing it in an abrasive way, like, on some, like, we're doing it and fuck y'all.
Yeah. And it was never, we going to go out and start killing white people.
No.
And
they just carried around guns. So basically, like,
not the Second Amendment.
They were there to watch what happened.
Right? Yep.
So, like, for instance, Kenosha, imagine 15 dudes standing there with guns. Like,
it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, like, you're not about to do nothing. Like, do what you got to do, but we're here watching, and we got guns, too.
Yeah.
That's what they
were. We're not scared to use them.
Right, yeah.
And that's what I like. I love shit. Like, I love it. Militarize us, black men.
Yeah.
Black women, too. All of us. I don't give a fuck. I want ladies with the gun, with the gizzats, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's necessary.
I mean, so, I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know how we would do
it. Now, there's already, damn, I'm sure about to snap. There was a group that went to one of the protests, and they were all armed. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Shout out to them, and then shout out to the dudes
that said that he's gotten death threats.
Hell yeah,
of course. Nobody likes black men that stand up for themselves. That are
nobody likes unapologetic black men. That's what
they don't like. That
they hate that.
Hate it. They hate it.
Yeah.
They hate black unapologetic black men, women.
They bearded hate black men.
Huh?
Bearded black men. They hate that shit.
They just hate black men in general.
Yeah.
They hate black men that are not going to be subservient to the white system.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or that are just going to stand on their own manhood and just be themselves. Okay? But yeah, so like, yeah, man. I'm excited to see that movie.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because, what is his name? Is his name Daniel?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
And it's the other guy, too. The one.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, Lakeith is in it, too.
And then Ryan Coogler is directing.
Beautiful.
That's going to be great.
That's going to be good.
Streets need that.
The streets need that really bad.
Yeah.
And we do. But, yeah. Jason Mitchell, you're disgusting.
Still.
We didn't forget, nigga. We're not going to forget. We ain't buying that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I never heard that story, but I'm not going to watch that movie. I mean, I'll just look it up.
Nah, I don't. I'm not giving. And if I am, I'm streaming that bitch. I'm not.
Yeah, I ain't paying. Yeah, niggas ain't getting my brand. Yes,
Jason.
Yeah. And put that on Flex, bro.
I'm hitting.
He said put lock.
I'm hitting up Ant and telling that nigga to put that shit on the Plex.
Yeah.
I ain't giving fucking Jason Mitchell my money.
Hell no,
nigga. Suck my dick.
What else we got? We have a long list.
We don't really have a long list. Really,
I think so.
Everything else is honestly sports.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's been happening.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I'm trying to think. Has anything else happened? Because I know I usually think it's like one more thing afterwards.
I mean, there's the Republican and Democratic National Conventions and all that. But I really don't.
I know Candace Owens didn't get a spot.
Which is like
she wanted to talk. And
they
don't fuck me. Like, bro, you're still black.
Yeah, bro. That's why I don't understand.
And you're loud and black. So like, when you coon out, right? Yeah.
When you coon out.
They don't love you.
It's
like
a limited ride. It's not a lifetime ride.
It's not. It has a time.
But if you fuck with your people,
mm-hmm.
We ride with you forever.
We ride with you.
Almost to a fault sometimes. We ride with some people who shouldn't be rode with no more.
He's not lying.
Like, niggas are marching for R. Kelly. Niggas are putting foot to pavement for Robert Kelly.
For R. Kelly.
Okay?
They ride.
That's how strong black people's love is. Yeah. And sometimes it's to a fault.
Mm.
So why would you coon out? Why? Why?
I don't know why she does it. I know she claims that she hates the victim mentality of black people.
And okay.
I understand that. But that doesn't give you the right to completely go against everything that black people stand for.
What's wrong
with you? And whenever somebody black says something, your dumbass has to say the opposite. Yeah. Like, every time.
You
literally just say shit.
She's just a contrarian. How long
do those white people pats on the back get you through?
It's not gonna help.
It can't.
Yeah, no. You don't even have a show.
That happens to every coon-ass nigga out there. Soon as they're done with you, you are out of there. Yeah. Where the fuck is Stacey Dash? Who knows?
Yep, drugging
somewhere, withering
stop
away.
Stop hypnotizing your husband,
bro. Yeah. Where are you at?
She said hypnotizing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, her husband's trying to file for divorce. Trying to file for divorce.
Yeah,
and he said that she hypnotized him to get married.
What?
Hey, guys, for real?
What?
Wow. Honestly, it's a serious question I got to ask y'all. What's wrong with Chris Webber?
He's a fucking moron.
Can you play that?
He's just a dumbass.
What's wrong with Chris Webber?
What he was saying when he was
when LeBron shot a three. This is play that into the microphone, please. Max volume. Chris Webber, if you guys don't know, ladies, chicks, don't leave the room.
We'll bring it back.
Listen, I'm explaining it to you. I promise you. I'm riding with y'all. Every time I do a podcast, you are top of the line.
Yeah.
So, Chris Webber is a former basketball player, right?
I know you're ready.
Used to play for the Sacramento Kings. And now he's doing as most prominent basketball players do in retirement. Mm-hmm. They become analysts. Okay? Let's just say Chris Webber was better at playing than he is about talking about the game. He is probably one of the worst analysts. All right, real quick. Who's worse?
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber or Chris. Reggie Miller?
No, oh, Chris. Chris.
Reggie Miller sucks, but he ain't Chris Webber.
Okay.
Reggie stinks.
Yeah, Reggie's ass. Ass terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Chris Webber. So, he's pretty bad at it.
Mm.
So, what this clip we're about to play is, this is a literal... This is what he chose. This is what his brain told his mouth to say. Hold on. When watching LeBron James take a three.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Even though he is on the NBA campus.
Well, as LeBron takes a deep three, oh my goodness. I just like to say this to put a button on it. When it's a beautiful shot and the Lakers are up, but when you're a black man in this country, you can't compartmentalize. You must compartmentalize to stay sane.
What did he even say?
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah, play that.
Play it one more time, please.
Even though he is on the NBA campus.
Well, as LeBron takes a deep three, oh my goodness. I just like to say this to put a button on it. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful shot, and the Lakers are up. But when you're a black man in this country, you can't compartmentalize. You must compartmentalize to stay sane.
All right. Do y'all think Chris Webber knows what compartmentalize means?
No.
Bruh.
I'm
trying to look it up to see which definition he was trying to use.
I feel like he just learned that word that day.
Like, I gotta use this shit.
He was like, oh, these niggas won't know when I hit this one on them. He went through so many different trains of thought.
What? Like,
he said it's a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
And I want to say this to put a button on it, meaning like this is my final point, and I'm
right
about
before,
to.
Yeah, literally, they went to break after.
I'm about to bring it home, right? It's like literally when you say, "This is my last sentence of the essay," and then you go on for 18 more sentences, and in conclusion, six more pages.
Yeah,
right. He said to put a button on it. It's a beautiful shot, LeBron James. And the Lakers are up. As a black man, you can't compartmentalize. Meaning you cannot do it. You must do it. In America.
In America. I don't know. Bro.
Not in America. To stay sane.
To stay sane.
In America.
In America.
Whew. That's my button.
Dude said somebody drug test Chris Webber, please.
Yeah, he's off that morphine. He not even on gas. IV drip.
His brain tried to take a timeout, but he had nothing left.
Just like in that fucking Michigan in the game. His brain's called too many timeouts. Bro, he sounded so nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is this man talking about?
I don't think he knew what he was talking about.
Hell no, he didn't know what he was talking about.
I don't know.
Hell no. No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm surprised he didn't tweet about it.
If it's tweet, I have to do crying emoji.
That's my button.
Peach emoji. But
got it. Gotcha. See you tomorrow.
Eloquent.
Eloquent.
What an eloquent statement.
Hashtag philosopher.
Oh, hashtag Weber thoughts.
Weber thoughts.
Hashtag Weber thoughts.
Oh man.
But yeah,
that's a weird dude, bro.
Yeah. He needs to get all of it together.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe he should just not be doing it. I don't know. Maybe he needs to be a coach somewhere else. I don't know.
A coach? No, he was never a coach, right?
I don't know what he needs to be. Yeah. But an analyst?
She said, yo, women bashing over there. Said
Weber. Women bashing? No, we love women.
Nosy.
We love women.
See.
He said, now we about the women, man.
Now it's time
to get my back.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
See?
That's the shit.
I mean, all that ear hustling.
All that ear hustling.
All that yip yapping and yip gabbing.
Nah. Now I'm about to get my back.
I love you, Mrs. Kill.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was our producer's sweet mother.
Sweet mother.
But yeah, basically Chris Webber, quit your day job.
Please quit your day. Please
quit your day job
for the love of God.
And speaking of quitting day jobs, because you can't quit when you've been fired. Hey,
fuck Brett Brown, bro.
Brett Brown.
Fuck that nigga.
Brett Kentavious Brown.
Kentavious.
Has been relieved of his duties.
Yeah.
As the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yep.
And it is a most joyous day.
Mm-hmm.
A most joyous time indeed. Mm-hmm. But we're not done yet.
Nah.
Okay.
We gotta find a replacement.
Not only do we need to find a replacement, but we need to get other niggas out too.
Yeah, Elton Brand gotta go.
Elton Brand.
Shot.
Gotta go.
Al Horford.
Gotta go.
Tobias Harris.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Josh Richardson.
Gotta go.
They gotta go. And that's Quirk the start.
Gotta go.
Quirkmas can stay on the bench.
No. Gotta go. He can stay in hell.
Yeah. I don't think he even played in this series, did he?
He was invisible.
Yeah.
He was useless.
They did, and Matisse barely played. Mike Scott didn't play much.
I like him.
I don't know.
When explaining the Sixers predicament, because literally this could be its own podcast.
It could be, easily.
Explaining the Sixers shortcomings and predicaments and overall bad luck.
Yeah.
Within the past, let's say, decade or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the not to cut you off, the main thing about it that people need to understand is that we don't like these niggas either. So.
No.
When you try to talk bad about the Sixers to us, nine times out of ten,
I agree.
We're going to agree with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Only
like,
two niggas you never gonna see me like.
Yeah, like.
Only two niggas you ever gonna see me K4, Ben, Joel.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's
you
it.
You come to me talking to me about Furkan Korkmaz. I'm like, he can suck a dick too.
He's 1.6 mil, though, so he's gonna sit on the bench.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he's probably gonna stay. Like,
yeah. Man. You come to me talking about
Al Horford. And he wanted, didn't he tried to demand a trade.
He did.
But they couldn't nobody find a partner. Yeah.
You're about. And then that's another, I swear I wish I could be a GM for a day. And niggas come to me asking, I would trade you, but nobody wants you because you fucking suck.
So either
you suck, nigga.
So you're just going to stay and cry, or you're going to shut the fuck up and stay
or be
anyway.
Better like, so yeah, I can trade you,
exactly.
Nigga.
Like, fuck out of here.
You can't, like, you know, for me to trade you, other teams have to want you, nigga. Because I can't trade you to Europe.
Yeah, I can't trade you to nobody. I can't trade you to free agency.
I can't trade you back to Turkey. I would love for you to fuck off back there. Damn.
You know, but the thing about the Sixers, bro, like, this team, it has talented pieces, but nobody meshes. And that's the worst part about it, like, because nobody.
We know what it's like. Uh-huh. If this was a fantasy draft, right?
Yeah.
And you put it on auto draft.
Yeah.
And they just look. They just pick the people with the best stats. The best
overall.
But don't consider if they work together.
Yeah. Like, we can't sit here. I'm gonna go down the line. I can't sit here and say Al Horford is not talented. He is talented.
He's talented at being Dominican.
Apparently he only speaks Spanish when he's like around everybody, right? Like,
he does. I've heard it.
Yeah, he only speaks Spanish.
Wait, bro, fuck that English name. Motherfucker. But
he is talented. He just doesn't fit in with the Sixers. Josh Richardson, very talented.
He injury prone,
and you can just tell he really didn't fit in with. I don't know. My thing is, we didn't have an identity either.
His problem is he was injury prone and like. Brett Brown forced him to do things he wasn't supposed to be doing. Like
he couldn't do.
They tried to make him a primary baller.
They thought he was Jimmy Butler. They thought he was Jimmy
Butler. They saw him do it a little bit
in Miami.
A little bit.
They literally thought he was.
They said, "Oh, he can do this all the time." Yeah. So when you have Ben and Joel, all right, those are two pieces. They're not the easiest to fit together, I guess. Mm. But it's damn easy. To fit a team around them. It's no way you can't.
There's no way you can't.
It's easy. Yeah. Shooters.
Yeah.
It's one word.
Yeah.
You get them two, get one shot creator and two other shooters, you're good. It's not much thinking that needs to be going on. But it's too many voices in the mix, too many opinions, too many viewpoints.
Yeah.
Too much input from people who aren't basketball people because we decided to go this road of let's deal with analytics.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand how you watch how the league is going towards positionless shooter basketball, right? Mm-hmm. And said we're gonna look at where this is trending and go all the way in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play like it's 1997. Literally where it's funnel everything through our centers, no emphasis on shooting, and everybody's big. Why? And then we as a fan base, I'll accept it. I let them niggas dupe me into the whole bully ball thing. Because it looked good on paper.
It did. It really did. Coming into the season, I was like, this team could be something serious.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's a lot of defense. I like the defense.
Yeah, and you saw glimpses of it.
Like, but then they weren't even doing the defense right.
No. Yeah, that was what kind of like.
Yeah.
All right.
We've seen teams with way smaller players play amazing defense. Yeah. Like, yo, we have these big ass niggas and nothing's happening.
They can't stay in front of shit.
Nobody.
I didn't know that they wanted to draft Porzingis, but ownership was like, nah, we're gonna go with Ja instead.
Yeah.
Go with who?
Jahlil Okafor.
They wanted to draft Porzingis.
We should have got Porzingis.
That would have been nice.
That would have been great. He probably
because Jahlil Okafor is a fucking scrub.
And niggas wouldn't believe that. Where's he at now?
And it's like, when people.
I don't know if he's still there. Nah, he doesn't play. No, he's there.
He's there. He's just a fucking player. He's a
fucking bum. Trying to tell niggas. Fucking this. Bum. Niggas wouldn't believe it.
He's been a bum. He's Keenan. Been a bum since day one. He's been a bum since day fucking uno.
He was a fat bum, and then he turned into a skinny bum.
Yeah. That's it. You're just a bum that fits into a medium instead of an XL now.
They have a history to it. They did the same thing with
Noel. He was never a bum, though.
Never. He wasn't a bum.
He was never a bum. Nerlens?
He's still not a bum.
You think Nerlens is a bum?
Why?
He's not a top 5 draft pick.
He wasn't a
top 5. Oh, nah. Player. But
I think he was 7th.
He's not a top 7.
Well, coming out of Kentucky, everything he did.
What's that thing about Joel? Not Joel.
No.
Oh, he was.
No, hold on.
He came out of Duke, so, you know. He's been trashing.
Stop.
What?
Jahlil Okafor is unplayable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Nero's playing somewhere?
Yes, he's playing
OKC. He's their starting center.
Giving quality minutes.
No, he was starting, but Steve Adams did.
Minutes over there. He plays a lot. Yes, it's high for what he was drafted at.
Right.
But you can. He can be on a contending
team.
He's
a valid piece.
He can give you minutes on a contender. He can.
The hell's that?
This nigga Jahlil.
He couldn't even crack the Pelicans lineup.
Fucking.
How can you not? How are you not cracking the Pelicans lineup?
Bro, he suck. Yo, he is the worst.
And they have no center
I've ever seen in my life.
They don't have.
They don't have a center, and he couldn't.
It's probably it's Kwame Brown, and then that nigga.
Anthony Bennett in there.
All right, Kwame Brown, Greg Oden, Anthony Bennett, Jahlil Okafor.
And what's the dude? What's the dude that went before Boston Wade?
Nigga that went to Detroit.
Miličić.
Yeah, yeah.
Darko Miličić. Yeah. That wasn't his fault though. That wasn't his fault. That wasn't his fault. He had no business.
He would have had a Bosh and Wade.
Yo, Darko, that was not his fault. He had no business being that high. That wasn't his fault.
Yikes.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but he had no business but Ja. He is the same exact player from day one, just 30 pounds that lighter.
Yeah, he just doesn't eat meat now.
Yeah. But if he was drafted in like 2000, he'd be the man.
If he was bumping bodies with Chris Webber?
Hell yeah, he'd be that guy.
Wait, and then they took Michael Carter Williams at 11 that same year. None of the world that Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, but, and then you know the Evan Turner thing.
Giannis was in that draft.
But come on,
nobody knew.
But like
that's scouting.
Looking right back on it,
but Jesus. Like I understand that. But I hate when people look back on it and like, oh my god, they're such shitty decision makers. Like yo, at the time, who the fuck knew about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
He was 120 pounds.
Who knew about Kristaps Porzingis? Nobody believed in that.
Yeah,
like Evan Turner at the time was a good pick. Apparently, he was. Because he was like the most awarded player in basketball, in college basketball.
I never liked
it. It's a no-brainer to do that. Jahlil, he was the projected one or two best big men going over, right? Markelle Fultz was the best guard in the draft, best shooting nigga, best handles, but it fit what we needed perfectly. Of course we trade up to get him. Probably they didn't have to because they said they didn't want the teams that have said they didn't want him.
Yeah.
So unnecessary. But it is what it is. You do what you do to get what you want. Who knew that this nigga was gonna forget how to shoot basketball? Who could predict that?
Who knew? Yeah, nobody.
Who nobody thought he would get on a four wheeler and fuck up his shoulder?
Yeah.
Forever and then lie about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody saw that coming.
Okay. Who the fuck knew Evan Turner was gonna be donkey dick? Who the fuck knew Jahlil Okafor donkey dick? Who the fuck knew Michael Carter Williams donkey dick? Who knew?
Yo, that was actually a genius trade.
When you're in
that was a good trade.
What trade?
Trading Michael Carter Williams right after he won Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're getting the peak value. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, y'all know this nigga sucks, right? Whatever.
But who knew these things? Like, yo, this is why. Drafting is a crapshoot.
Yeah. Bro. Is that a testament to how bad our scouting is?
No. NBA draft.
Like, do we need to scout better?
It's a crap.
You only get two rounds.
Yeah, I know.
But there's like teams that historically draft bad. Yeah. Philly is one of them.
Yeah.
New York is another one.
Yeah.
Cleveland's another one. They just draft bad.
Yeah.
You 1-2 years, all right. They make a mistake almost every year they draft.
Yeah.
It's just
Allen Iverson was literally the last time we hit the jackpot.
It can't be. No, I mean Ben.
Ben and Joel, that's pretty much a jackpot to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Ben.
It's been three years, and it's been 3 years with a horribly incompetent coach. Right. You had Allen Iverson, and then you had
Larry. I won't call it the jackpot yet, then.
No, okay, jackpot, yes. But, like, taking Ben and Joel work back picks, like, the rest of their draft picks.
Yeah.
I think they just draft bad in general. Like, it's too much history that you can see to call it, like, fluke, like they just trapped that.
Yeah.
But And then when people make a big indictment on the whole process, saying that the process didn't work.
It clearly worked.
When you don't understand what the process is and was, the process, for the last time, it's not in the middle of it. The process is over. Because the process was the collection of assets.
Right, once you start making the playoffs, the process
to get star talent.
Yeah.
We did that. And we had to ask. Once you collect the assets in the star talent, you have Ben and Joe, and then you have a bunch of picks. As far as the eye can see, process over.
Yeah.
Now we're in a new phase. Winning with these assets. Now, what happens is, your owner, your GM, owner, whatever, your GM who has set all this up, this process, got us all these assets, was literally kicked out by the NBA.
Because he admitted to tanking.
Because he said what everybody else just didn't say. Oh, well, all right, yeah. Yes, we're tanking, nigga. Because that's how you get good. What up? How else do you get good? How?
Yeah.
When you're not L.A. or Miami or New York, you're a big tourist destination. How do you get good?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Now you maximize your chance at the draft. You get as high, as many high picks as you possibly can. You know how you do that?
That was the strategy.
By fucking sucking for a minute. Yeah. That's what we did. And that's what we got, a bunch of draft picks.
Remember when we were in high school our senior year?
Mm-hmm.
And they were offering a Sixers tickets if you brought like a Coke can to the
arena? Yeah, it was cheap. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how bad.
That's how much it costs to go to get a Suns ticket right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then...
Well, not next year.
Not next year, but for the past 10, 20. But nobody talks about that because they just do it quietly. Nobody gave a fuck. Probably nobody gave a fuck about Atlanta games. Even when they were going to the playoffs, nobody gave a shit.
Well, that's Atlanta's not a basketball
Sacramento. Town. Minnesota.
Yeah.
These teams are fucked. Chicago.
Detroit. Yeah.
Fucking the pits. Charlotte.
You would think Charlotte would be better.
Why? You would think.
Why?
How can you, in a generation that niggas literally grew up on Michael Jordan, how does nobody...
That's why. That's why.
Because he was a fucking dickhead.
Just because you're really good at a sport, like, don't mean you can run a team.
You're idol, right?
But yeah, you should want to go there.
Yeah, like, how do you... Like, how does he not convince anybody?
If he can smack me on the back of the head, I'll pass.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he should be able to sell that.
You gotta convince one of them niggas to come play.
You should be able to sell that.
And hold on.
And you can pay him the Jordan money on the top.
But listen. That's what? That's all dandy. But it's Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte's lit. Wait, what? Nigga. You've been to Charlotte?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No. But I've driven through it, but I know about Charlotte.
Charlotte is lit.
That's great. But you got a choice between that and Miami. Where you going?
Oh, I know. But Charlotte is lit. Charlotte, hey,
you got a choice between that and LA. Where you going?
All I'm saying is, I've been to Charlotte.
It's
cute. I'm stuck with it.
It's cool.
Nah, whatever. You been there?
Yeah, once.
Charlotte. They got good barbecue. Whatever.
Charlotte's
lit. But, you know.
More attractive than Philly.
It's still not a luxurious place to be. Yeah. Like, I can admit that.
I was dying to go to Charlotte.
Nah. Like, you went there for...
You're only there for 6 months out of the year. You're on the road. You're
niggas don't want to be there for 2 months. I want to go to fucking L.A. where the sun never stops shining.
Did you watch
and it's Instagram models and bad bitches as far as the eye can see. And beaches and my... Like, nigga, Charlotte... So I can get some nice ribs. Nigga, fuck
nigga,
no.
If OKC can land niggas, nobody should have a
they
problem.
They draft. That's
OKC can land niggas. The niggas have been drafted.
They landed Paul George.
They traded
for Paul George.
They traded for Paul George.
Either way, they got him.
Because that's a weird-ass nigga that likes to go fishing.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
Nigga married the woman that trapped him. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah,
he did. That is a weird nigga.
So right. He's not normal.
I digress.
Did you see Seth Curry when he said that?
Playoff PP.
He called him playoff. Wait.
No. Seth Curry scored on him. He called him like a punk ass.
Yeah. Bitch ass. Yeah.
No, but location matters because I watch the stuff on Marbury.
Yeah, location documentary.
Like 2 weeks
ago. You know why New York is still always in the mix despite how horrible, a horrible, shitty. But niggas always bring them up. Like, people, when people say things, like, people still take the time to even mention their name.
Because it's the biggest market.
Because it's New York.
Madison Square Garden tickets are all.
You can be the shit. No, they are the most incompetent organization in all of the history of basketball. Maybe sports. All of sports, no, all besides sports. The Browns.
I would say all of sports.
It's probably the Browns.
Top three all of sports.
Yes. Top three most incompetent organizations in all of American sports.
Do you remember when LeBron...
And they still get looked at because it's New York City.
Remember LeBron's interview, what he said about the interview with them?
He said they had nothing prepared.
Yeah.
He, and he still gave them an interview. Why? Because he loves New York. You understand?
Yeah.
LeBron should be... His interview should have been him going there, taking a dump on the table, and leaving. But he still took time... He wouldn't even come to face-to-face to our shit.
Yeah, he didn't come to face.
He said, this shit representatives to our shit. Yeah. And we just made the playoffs. Yo, we was a little shot away from the conference finals.
Thanks, Rondo.
And he sent a fucking proxy. These niggas ain't sniffed playoffs since fucking Lil Wayne made fucking no ceilings. And he went... Took his ass on a plane and went there. Yeah. Why? New York City.
It's true.
Yeah, you can argue
with it. It's true. Bro, location matters. And so, when you're faced with all this, how the hell are you supposed to get good in this? You're rewarded by being bad.
It's got to be trapped. Yeah, it's the only way. It's trapped.
So,
yeah.
Why would you live up just to be mediocre?
So... And then we get all this shit because we put a name on it and branded it. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So our fan base could...
We actually have a fan base that cares.
First of all,
Philly sports cares about their sports more than anyone.
Which actually is very rare.
More than
anyone. We're one of the few fans... Like, a lot of fan bases don't really care.
Yeah.
Like that.
They don't care like
that. Like, fan bases that care, I would say New York, us, Boston...
I don't count LA.
Nah, the Lakers?
Bro, LA. Come on.
Lakers?
Dodgers, I feel like I can't count that shit because they just, like, people just like them just because of the name.
They're not as passionate.
Yeah.
They're not investing. They're not.
It ain't the same.
They're
love.
Not.
Like, Lakers? the people who love, like, our, like,
Lakers
the people.
Lakers
fans
are everywhere.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, so do the Cowboys do. But it's like.
And you're trying to tell the Cowboys fans aren't invested?
No!
Oh.
Yeah, they're invested in the name. They're invested in the name, bro.
They're invested in
only because
he's an actual cowboy. Like,
so am I.
Because people
you are like
you're a Cowboys analytics.
Ask
man,
that
right?
Girl you know with the big titties that she's a Cowboys fan for real. I can find an ugly bitch in an Eagles shirt that can name me the whole roster.
Facts.
Ask that light skinned big titty joint you know that has the you know, just think of one and she's a Cowboys fan. So just think of one.
Yeah, she knows her father.
Think of one, light skinned, huge boobs,
Cowboys
and she's
fan.
A Cowboys fan.
No
ask her five people on the roster. She will fucking twiddle her thumbs
she's
and
gonna,
poop herself.
She's gonna say Tony Romo.
She's gonna be like Emmitt Smith.
Oh my god.
Oh, Deion Sanders.
Roy Williams?
Because she has a jersey. She got the Deion Sanders jersey.
Yeah, fuck out of here, yo.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going to find you a girl with a mustache and an Eagles jersey that can tell you all of Carson Wentz's stats from the day he came in the league.
No argument here. You win.
No, Thank you.
I can't take those fan bases seriously. Because how are you a Cowboys and a Lakers fan? That just don't make no sense to me.
Oh, nothing makes me worse than the Eagles fans that are Lakers fans.
Yeah, like
oh, you make me sick to my stomach. All of you, I want you to hear this. If you're an Eagles fan and also a Lakers fan, you make me sick.
You're disgusting.
You make me sick. You don't gotta be a Sixers fan, but a Lakers fan, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah,
stop that. Yuck.
That shouldn't happen.
But you know, we get penalized or we get seen as this horrible organization because we branded it because we want to be transparent with our families and say, hey, listen,
this is what
we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to be shitty for at least a little while, but then I promise you, we're going to be good. Which we were. We are still. As shitty as we're playing, we're still a good standing because we're in the playoffs for the third year in a row. Some of these teams that are so noble and claim they're not tanking haven't sniffed the playoffs in over a decade. Maybe decades. When last time the Kings were in the playoffs?
Let's look it up.
Because I'm thinking back to the
Peja Stojakovic days.
I'm thinking
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber days.
2006.
Wow.
14 years.
Wow.
Niggas haven't even smelled the playoffs.
Yeah. Not even close. Not this is probably the closest they've ever been.
They draft bad, too.
Yeah.
That's another team that drafts.
Yeah.
They do.
They make bad deals, too. Because that deal, we did them. Oh, when we swapped picks, we fleeced the fuck out of them. Just because they want who did they
Boogie pick? Is probably their best. They picked Boogie, right?
No.
Yeah, no, wait, they did. They picked Boogie, right?
Boogie and then De'Aaron Fox are probably their best picks since then.
Yeah.
But, like, Harry Giles.
Bump.
He's super athletic, though.
Willie Cauley-Stein, they drafted.
Oh, don't they have Marvin Bagley?
He's not bad.
Minton Marvin Bagley?
Yeah, they got
Marvin Bagley. They have Marvin Bagley, but he got hurt.
Bum.
No, he's not a bum. He's got hurt.
As of right now, he's a bum.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, bum till proven not.
They got a bunch of really athletic niggas,
Buddy
though.
Buddy Hill, they drafted. That was a decent pick when they got him.
Yeah.
Well, he was like 30 when they drafted him.
Ben McLemore, that was the
he was like 30 when he drafted him.
That's the one everybody thought was going to snap. Ben McLemore, he turned it into nothing.
Wait, is Buddy Hill that old?
No.
No, he's at least 27.
No way.
I think
he was like 23 or something when he got drafted.
He is. Bro. He's 27.
He's old as fuck.
Damn, he just got drafted 4 years ago. He was 23.
He was old.
He was a senior in college when they drafted him.
Yeah, he did play all 4 years.
He played 4 years.
No, bro, he was old as fuck.
At Oklahoma.
Probably played 4 in a red shirt.
He was old as shit.
Damn. Yeah, he was at Oklahoma for 4 years. He was loving that shit.
You know what he was doing.
Fucking on the white women.
That nigga was sipping that port.
Mm-hmm. And he said, "Oh, this brother's starving."
His brother's starving. But yeah, I mean, and then you know, so we got to do is just the people who were put in place.
Actually, what? Buddy Hill was on the Pelicans first.
Oh.
He was on the Pelicans for a year.
Yeah, he got drafted by him.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Well, I forgot. Actually, no, I didn't know that. I just forgot.
Yeah.
He just got paid, though, so. Yeah. Him and his big-ass team.
You know, everybody was supposed to be there to get ousted.
Yeah.
Well, she said actually, like, they've been ousted and, you know, bad decisions, bad hires, and then that's where we are now. And yeah. I see the only way out is if we do an entire cleansing. It needs to be some front office shit. At least the Colangelo leftovers need to be gone. If they can get those gone, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Elton Brand, it looks like he'll probably stay. But if you can get those...
Yeah, he talking real spicy like he's staying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the pieces that we need. Fuck you, nigga. You need to get the fuck.
But yeah, that's basically we stink, man. I don't know.
I don't believe in Elton Brand because even the picks that he made during the trade deadline to get like the extra pieces that were needed didn't work out. Like, I don't think they played much today.
Alec Burks played.
That was Alec Burks. We got Alec Burks and we got
Glenn Robinson.
He played a little bit when we first got him, and I guess
that's Brent what I like welcome. No. He did good at trade deadlines. His drafting is a little because that Zaire Smith shit.
What the fuck?
He has a team option. Oof. I think he had a team option this year, so I'm assuming that this summer it's the same thing. So they should not pick up that team option because he will make like $3.5 to $4 million if they pick him up.
We can't,
which is not the minimum, obviously. So they need to not pick.
He got to go. But if he had a player option, he better fucking stay.
No, it's a team.
Okay, good. If he was smart, he'd be like.
And this past season was team, so they're definitely not a team with a player option. So I think there's a team option this summer.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
He's a roster spot that permanently played D League. Like he did not.
Never.
He was G League player, but had a roster spot. It's like, he takes up salary cap for the Sixers. Like, Merrill doesn't take up salary cap because he's a two-way player.
Yeah.
He takes up salary cap because he's a roster.
They need to put Merrill on the court. Stop playing.
Fuck it, yeah.
It's crazy.
Fuck it. That nigga can ball. I like him.
Yeah, he alright.
We'll see.
But,
How tall was he? 6'7"? 6'8"?
6'7".
Okay.
So, like, yeah, like, actually, you need to bring Mario through on the pod, man.
Is that possible?
Tell him to come through, man.
He's leaving Philly this weekend.
Damn it. When he come back? When he comes back?
I don't know.
Where he going to Iowa?
He's either going to be in Canada at home or LA.
Yeah. Whenever he comes back, you know, tell him to come through, man.
We gotta clean that up. We gotta clean that up. Real nice.
What, clean up the pod? Yeah. Or just clean up all of that?
Nah, just on the pod when he comes.
Yeah, when he
comes.
Oh, no, we talking spicy. I'm like, what was nigga?
We gonna pimp his ass out. Hey, yo, man, you don't put that at all. So, yeah. Cool, but, yeah, like, you know. We'll see, I guess, with the Sixers. And, I mean, I'm gonna take this time to say, hey. All you other teams, you know, Celtics fans. So,
yeah, I was rooting for y'all niggas. Honestly, I was. I never wanted to get swept.
Nobody believes in you niggas still.
Yeah.
Who they play next?
Toronto.
Oh, they about to. It's they over. Gonna oust your ass.
It's over.
Y'all might just get swept just like we did, nigga. Yeah.
Do you think the series would have?
We would have beat them niggas ass if we had been. We would have beat the brakes off them. Because off rip, I'm going to tell you right now, and I got the stats to prove it. Jason Tatum is not going off like that.
No.
It's not.
Did he even really go off?
No, he went.
One game he went off.
But I said, I don't think he ever truly.
Him and Jalen, they were going nuts, though.
Yeah, because they never really had like a Jamal Murray or Donovan Mitchell type game.
See, that's the thing.
They were getting whatever they wanted.
30 used to be like off. Like, you snap, you had 30.
Yeah.
But now you got this nigga scoring 55.
Yeah.
Like, he had 28 game 4.
30's not even like, 30's like, oh, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because, I mean, because when Joel scores 30, I mean, I don't consider that him going off. I'm just like,
that's another thing.
Yeah, 15 game 3.
That's another thing.
Who? Tatum?
Yeah. That's another thing with Joel Embiid. Not about him, but fuck Shaq and Chuck. Always sucking Joel Embiid's dick.
Bruce.
Well, my thing, with them, I think they just...
Bruce Bowman.
Doris Burke said it, too. Like, we just want... You see how talented he is.
Nah, I'm not trying to hear that shit.
We just want more out of him. Like, we just want to see more. Like,
I don't
want
to hear that shit.
Because how?
AD goes dead for two games. They don't say shit about him. Jokic.
Wait, what two games?
Jokic has been in hell.
Nobody said a word about
because
this.
Because they hold him to a higher standard.
No, everybody's saying that Jokic is the best big man in the league.
He's the poor
everybody's fucking mom with a fucking Backus basketball calculator said that this nigga's the man. I mean, I don't because I got common sense.
Everybody
thinks that Jokic is up there. No. And when he's getting fucking fricasseed and flambéed all series. Nobody says shit.
To me, it just shows how much they actually believe it.
Yo, have some respect then, man. And look at his situation.
Yeah.
How much carrying are you really supposed to do? He's not LeBron.
Amen.
He's not.
Lionel Messi wants Manchester City to be new club.
Obviously. With fucking bitches.
Right. We about to get him. He old, but it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so guys,
Sergio?
Real quick, soccer. You know what I mean? Lionel Messi wants to leave Barcelona, and apparently he wants to go to Man City. Yeah. That's bullshit.
He wants to come. He wants to come
Have you chosen a team yet, Corey?
Yeah, no.
You need to hurry up and choose a team by the time the season starts. Starts in about 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
You need to like do your Googles on. I think the main teams you need to worry about.
Man City, bro. Why?
We
got nice jerseys.
You guys are child traffickers.
That is true.
You're a Cowboys fan.
That's right. He already has enough of that in his life.
Yeah.
He's had some real fandom for once.
Yeah. I see Robert Kraft got off on a technicality.
Yes.
Oh, what? My
God.
Because apparently they like illegal wiretaps on him.
Have you ever seen a billionaire go to jail?
No.
Exactly. But like back to the soccer thing real quick.
Was he?
$700 million or something like that in liquid assets.
That's a lot of money if you got
that. He was just white.
In liquid assets, so that means it's stocks and property. Yeah. He was
he had a lot of fucking
money. Yeah. The island is a damn near a billion.
But yeah, back to the soccer thing, Corey.
Yeah, keep going.
I think the main teams you need to focus on, I think it's like the big six. So that's Manchester United. That's Manchester City. It's Arsenal. Tottenham Hotspur. Chelsea. Liverpool.
I don't want to support Liverpool because you like them.
Okay, that's fair.
Chelsea, I heard that they're pretty obvious with their racism.
I mean, all of them are racist, but Chelsea...
I heard that they're the most blatant.
Chelsea gets a little... a little nasty with it.
Yeah.
Chelsea gets a little nasty with it.
So I got Arsenal.
Arsenal's like the Cowboys in that.
Yeah.
They used to be really nice. Like, them niggas were...
Yeah, in the 90s.
Shit. They're like the only team... Literally. They're the only team to have a perfect season where they were unbeaten or they won every game or they never lost, something like that. Mm-hmm. So they were one of them teams, but they suck the high fucking shit now. They suck ass.
Fuck with Chelsea, bro.
What about Manchester United?
Manchester United also like same the Cowboys, thing. But they were like,
and the thing with United, like, everybody played for them at some point. Like,
everybody. You think of a great soccer player?
Yeah.
He was in a United shirt at some point in his life.
Ronaldo. They're like the Lakers.
Ronaldo. Messi. United. Messi didn't ever play in the Premier League. He's probably the only one.
He's the only one.
Beckham. United.
Wayne Rooney.
United.
That motherfucker had a bionic leg. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
Yeah, that nigga is ridiculous.
I've never seen anybody kick a ball harder than Wayne Rooney.
You know, United. They're also like I said, they're also like the Cowboys in that. They were nice back in the day, but they've always been nice. Like, this is weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is the first time really in their history where they're kind of like
It's a power shift.
But they're ass now.
Power shift, man.
But they're going to get... They've been getting better. They finished fourth place. Mm. They got shellacked in the Europa League, but...
Mm.
So, basically, they're going to get kicked out of the Champions League real fast next year, mm-hmm. this year. But that's another team, good team. I mean, not a good team because they're not the boys.
What about... I don't really follow them. Tottenham. Well, people fuck with them.
They're a big club, but it's like they're kind of like the Sixers
mm-hmm.
and the Cowboys now. And that anything that can go wrong
does. I mean, they're in six, so like they're on the inside looking.
Yeah, so it's like they'll have good players.
Wolves are right behind them.
Wolves are good, but they're not like a big history type club. Yeah. What's the standings right now from last year?
Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
City,
right?
United,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea. Was it Leicester?
Leicester City. That's another good one.
City.
Leicester City.
Tottenham, Wolves, Arsenal, Sheffield. I'm going to go 10. Oops. Arsenal, Sheffield, and then Burnley.
Okay.
And Juventus?
Oh, no. Juventus, that's Italian league. You can support them if you like.
Yeah.
But I was just going for Premier League English teams.
No, because Premier League is the most popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
That's where the big dogs are at.
Big dogs, you know, big man teams. Yeah. So, all people who don't watch soccer, I encourage you to watch. It's a beautiful sport, great sport. High in my guards, really like in my top three now. Might be one of my top two. It's top three. Two.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a solid number three. Love the game. It's great because it's relegation.
Mm. Which is beautiful.
It's banter. The banter is like none other sport I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The shit talk is immaculate. You know? So you got two weeks, man.
It's a sport where you see a lot of women talking about it. I see a lot of women soccer fans, yo. Like, and they be on game. Like,
they're probably the best out of all the sports.
Out of all the sports, yeah.
And it's not trying to be biased or nothing.
No, because soccer is pretty simple, honestly. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of
it's not a difference in between the women and the men as much to
as like,
me.
As far as it's very black. It's very black and white for soccer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Either you got game or you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
It don't matter if you got titties. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's not really based on, like, jumping high. I mean, that factors in some cases where you're going for headers and stuff.
Soccer's probably one of the only sports where, like, men and women could probably play together.
I'd want to see it.
Like, it could happen.
It wouldn't be a gimmick. If it would be a co-ed Olympic team, I'd want to see it.
Because women soccer players be fucking...
Because they're fast, too.
Women's...
Balling. Because it's a technical sport.
I mean,
It's a skill sport. It's a skill of the feet.
Like football and basketball, there's a physical sports where you're just... You jump higher and you're faster and you're stronger.
Your strength is like a big factor in how...
Gimmicky if... if we did like the NBA and the WNBA.
Yeah, nobody wants to see.
It would be like, all right, let's forcing this because obviously niggas are going to be East Bane and 360 on these bitches. Like
I will gladly watch the U.S. women's team. No problem. Like, I might watch it over Liverpool sometimes. Yeah. Like, honestly, they're that good.
They are that good.
Like, women's soccer is the shit.
Yeah.
So
that's the only sport that could stand a chance other than tennis because they already do it. But
Yeah. But, like, I encourage you guys to watch soccer. It's so good. So you got 2 weeks, bro. Do your FIFAs. Do your Googles. Watch your little YouTubes on the histories. Listen to the team songs. I don't know what you got to do. The players that used to play for them. Whatever you like. I need you in a spot so we all, everybody's feet are firmly planted in the sand.
That jersey that I had on that dead aunt's house, that was a what jersey?
That was a Manchester United jersey.
Yeah. I think I'm home.
You think so?
I think so.
Alright, I mean, that's not surprising, honestly. It really isn't. It's not surprising at all. So, you Manchester United, you need to get with Lamont.
Yeah.
Y'all need to you know, do your little thing.
Wanna play it?
My bad, that was my alarm. So y'all need to link up, you know, watch Bend It Like Beckham a couple times. Watch some Wayne Rooney highlights, you know, whatever. Get familiar with the squad.
Definitely.
Y'all got some good young boys up front. Paul Pogba's in the midfield.
Bruno Fernandez. That's my man.
Bruno Fernandez. You know, Paul Pogba might be a little bit of a fraud, but we'll...
A little bit. I root for everybody black.
Root for everybody black, you know. Your boy Harry Maguire has just gotten in a little bit of trouble.
For what?
In Greece. Aggravated assault. Tried to bribe the cops.
For what? What did he get caught doing?
Oh, wait, I saw him.
Yeah, he's fighting. He's just fighting out there in Greece. But yeah, so... Yeah, so... Yeah, listen. Yeah. I'm gonna be the soccer guy on this podcast.
Yeah.
This season, I'm talking about it more.
Yeah.
So you guys can either get with it or get lost.
Nah, I'm gonna try and get with it.
Cause I'm getting some soccer shit on this podcast.
It's hard to keep up with sometimes, but I'm gonna try my best. I get all the alerts like from Man City sends on my phone, but I'm out actively.
Well, I will say first getting into it, it's a lot to
take in
because it's not just the world of soccer is not just the league you're watching because it's other leagues
have
in other countries because you got the tournaments that happen. In concert with the regular season.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, oh, wow, we usually play on Mondays and Fridays, but whoa, what's this game in the middle of Wednesday? Oh, this is for this tournament that has nothing to do with the season. It
could be a game that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but it's like, it's for a different ancillary tournament.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to, like, follow, but once you're in it, man, it's hella rye. When fucking... Barcelona got shellacked 8-2.
By who?
Oh, that's why he wants to leave. Oh, you know, oh.
No, I didn't know
why. In the Champions League, right?
Yeah.
Bayern Munich.
Oh, shit.
Good German team. They ended up winning the whole team.
They got the, what's the boy's name?
They got Kylian. No. That's PSG. They got Alphonso Davies.
Mm-hmm.
Serge Gnabry.
Yeah.
The boy from your team. What's his name? What's this? Sané, Leroy Sané.
Yeah, he just got there, too.
Yep.
Because he just
Lewandowski.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Lewandowski.
Lewandowski. So, they got niggas.
Yeah, I was kind of sick when Sané left. I was fucking with him.
Yeah. He needed more burn. And,
yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. He got
so,
it. Damn, 8-2, though? I didn't realize.
8-2. He beat Barcelona 8-2. Shellacked.
And after that, he was like, yeah. Like,
and that was probably like last week. The banter on Twitter was... I never seen nothing like it.
I don't know how I ain't seen none of that shit.
Because I got a list. I put, you know those lists on Twitter?
Yeah, you got a soccer list?
I have a list. I have a list for soccer. I have a list for Sixers.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do that. I thought that was pretty dope.
Oh, it's beautiful. Because I organize, like when I want to just watch soccer stuff, I get my people that I follow for soccer.
You just follow
that. My people that I follow for Sixers stuff.
Makes sense. Yeah. I need to do that too. My timeline.
I need to add. Yeah, yours. You just got so many people. You got to compartmentalize.
It's literally just a bunch of stupid shit.
Yeah, you got so many people. Yeah, I think you should take advantage of that feature. It's really nifty.
Yeah, I need to get all.
You can see what you want to see. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I need more sports.
Because literally, like, just literal other timelines that you filter them down.
That's dope.
So, yeah, that banter was crazy. And then when the announcement came today, fucking explosion. Cause literally, I don't even know how else to play it. Like, say, like,
It's literally like when LeBron did the announcement the first time. Mm-hmm. But imagine he was with Cleveland for 15 years and they won mad chips.
Yeah.
No, imagine if Kobe came out, RIP, Kobe came out and said, I don't want to play for the Lakers no more.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Knicks now.
Yeah.
You know how fucking insane.
Not the Knicks. More like.
I would say Miami.
Yeah.
Or I want to go to Miami.
More like a Miami. Because he wants to go to Man City.
Yeah.
So, we're not the Knicks.
Oh, I want to go back home to the Sixers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah. So, but, yeah. Sports is great. Mm. You guys have anything else?
Oh, can we go back to basketball and talk about Luka?
Oh, shit. Yeah, Luka. Oh,
this racist motherfucker. He's shitting on all these black people and it's making me mad. Luka's racist.
Do y'all think there's a little bit of a, like...
What? Animosity?
No, it's just like the hype train is going a little fast for Luka.
No, I don't think so. Because, one...
They need something right now.
Yeah, they need something. This is the only like, sport going.
And y'all know I'm a very avid anti-LeBron person.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody said that, like, 21-year-old LeBron, Luka at 21 versus LeBron at 21, that's when I had to, like, you know what?
Luka can't dunk from the free throw line.
I had to take the gear shift and put it in park.
Yeah.
Because you niggas need to stop.
Yeah. Nah, they gotta chill.
You white basketball people, you gotta stop.
Yeah.
Y'all got a little white boy and he's doing his crossovers and he's hitting his threes.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for y'all. Cause really, who's the last great white player? Dirk, Riley,
Steve Nash.
And none of them niggas were really that successful. They got one chip between the two of them.
He's right though.
What?
It just sounded crazy.
Is it wrong? Is it right? No, is it goddamn?
You're right.
It's one chip between the two of them niggas and like 13 broken noses. Y'all know, guess what? Y'all know what Steve Nash does for his day job now?
What?
Soccer commentary.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He's a soccer player before he played
basketball.
Yeah.
He's a Tottenham Hotspur fan.
Really?
So, yeah, but like. Okay, so like, you know, white guys really don't mean much to basketball.
Sorry. Not really.
They're guests.
They don't.
Yeah.
Honestly, you give Luka a few years, he might already be the best white player ever. You see how we're all thinking now?
I mean, well, Larry Bird.
No, I'm sick of the Larry Bird.
I'm tired of that Larry Bird.
Really?
That nigga's a coal miner.
Have you ever watched Larry Bird's highlights, bro?
Have you ever watched Larry Bird's highlights? I'm not watching
that. Have y'all ever watched Larry Bird's
highlights? Yeah, I have.
Nigga was nice.
Not that impressed.
What?
And I'm not that impressed.
You weren't that impressed by Larry? You weren't that impressed?
Nah, him as a GM.
Yeah, him as a GM.
Him as a player.
No.
This is the one sports thing that I agree with Mike.
Fuck Larry Bird. All right. I'm not going to let y'all get tainted by this.
Larry
Bird. Go watch Larry Bird's highlights.
And his overalls.
Go watch Larry Bird's highlights.
Fuck Larry Bird. Fuck Larry Bird and his Air Monarchs.
Larry's nice, bro. Larry's nice.
Nigga, I'll take Luke over that nigga in a second.
Yeah, I am now.
Luke going to put that nigga.
What was his elite skill set? Like, who?
Larry? He's a shooter.
He's a shooter.
Voting. Voting for the right.
Voting.
Oh my God. Saying nigger under his breath.
Nah, Larry was a shooter.
Remember Isaiah Thomas really got in trouble for saying he's only like gets the IP that he gets because he's white. If he was black, he'd just be another
nobody
player.
Would care.
Bruh, I believe that.
No, that's probably true.
Like,
but
obviously he can score, right?
Yeah, but no.
Yo, Luka is just white Dame Lillard. That's it.
No.
No.
Look at 38, like 19 and 12.
Yeah.
Dame's not doing that.
Dame doesn't do that.
Dame gets you 50, but that's...
No, Dame gets 51 and 1.
Yeah. Luka's a better all-around player. Straight-out shooter, yes, obviously Dame.
Yeah. White James Harden, don't care.
That's a little closer.
White James Harden.
No, because he doesn't score as good as James.
He's a very skillful player.
Yeah, he's a
He has to.
And never once have I heard James Harden be compared to LeBron James.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I've never seen him put on that pedestal.
Oh, I don't know.
Despite winning an MVP, and this nigga Luka ain't done shit yet.
He had 43.
This is why. This is what I'm understanding. Like,
yeah, like, they're not doing that.
Luka hasn't done fuck.
It's the same thing we talked about before when it's like James Harden gets the cheap assist or whatever what's it called? So that realistically, that's how everybody looks at him.
Yeah, I just want people.
What's it called? Said that, but
yeah. But I want people to look at Luka. I just understand, like, all right, he's good, but a lot of this is because he's white.
Yeah.
No, those numbers. Okay, who's the, like, in that
he's category? He's white, man.
But he's still putting up good numbers.
He's white.
What do you have, 43, 17, 13?
The niggas in the first round. It's the first round of playoffs, yeah, and these niggas are slobbing him like he's won four chips in a row.
It's the best perimeter defensive team in the league. That's why. It's against PG and Kawhi. That means something.
He's playing against Kawhi.
No?
Right, which is great. We're going to... PG has completely capitulated into nothingness.
He's
still playing defense.
He had 18 today in the first half.
He's still
half.
Playing defense. Yeah. Yeah, he balled out today for the first time.
Even the first half, Mike.
What about the second?
It's going on now.
His first good game. And they've been playing dookie shit.
Yeah, 12 in the first half today.
There's a new Doc Rivers meme. It's lit.
Sorry, I was watching the video.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. He got it.
It's perfect.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I need that.
Yep, I'm going to download that right now.
That's my other
shout out to Doc.
But, like, yeah, Luka, it's because you're white and...
It's because you're white.
Yeah. I need you to get to a finals before I start slobbing your knob. That's all.
He's good, though. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a bucket.
Definitely top three white players ever already.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
And the nigga's been in the league for a week and a half. So.
Yeah.
That might be the best trade that I've ever seen. It worked out for both sides.
No, I did, but I think Atlanta wishes they kept Luka.
Oh, wait, that's where he was at?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta drafted him.
Both players ended up where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think Luka does this in Atlanta.
Yeah, they traded Luka for Trae Young.
Straight up. Yeah.
And Luka is not embraced in Atlanta because they don't give a fuck about the white boy. Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely embracing Dallas.
Yeah, because
and he has a chance to be a winner in Dallas too. Like he would not be anywhere. In Atlanta, he'd just be withering away.
Yeah, he's wasting time.
He'd just be scoring a lot of points and losing.
Yeah,
scoring a lot of points and then getting hella.
He'd just be another European magic. Nigga.
Kind of what Trae Young's doing, but he's not pulling from the logo.
He'd be Ersan Ilyasilva.
Yo,
that nigga be Dario Saric. Yeah,
exactly. Like he wouldn't be shit.
Anyway, is that all?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think we got really much.
Yeah, we didn't really do much. We still ended up doing almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hope y'all enjoyed it.
Hope you guys enjoyed the malarkey.
Yeah.
Foolishness and the mess.
Just getting something out there for y'all.
Yeah, man. You know, back in the groove of Ting Tings.
Yeah.
Guys, we're still looking for men's and women's to be a part of our Finding Love mini podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, if you guys want to be down and look for some pandemic partnership.
Some pandemic poontang.
Yeah, some pandemic poontang and some pandemic peen. Hit up your boys. You know what I mean? You can hit us on the website, ntspodcast.com, merch, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Twitter at ntspod, Instagram at not that serious pod. Mm-hmm. Our personal Instagrams and Twitters, which will be in the podcast description. Make sure you go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that good stuff. Wherever you find your podcast, streaming services and all and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you give us 5 stars. Don't do anything less than 5 stars. Just give us the max, baby. Give us the max.
Why not?
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, leave a comment, leave a review. You know what I'm saying? We got good stuff coming for y'all in the puta. And shout out to Future. You gonna get through it, bro.
Oh yeah, Lori Harvey.
You gonna get through it. You should have never gave a messy bitch in her place. You know what I mean? You
should have never messed with a 23-year-old. Yeah. 36.
You know what I mean?
That's but weird. Learned,
and we're gonna get some new music.
36.
We're gonna get some music out of it.
Yeah, we are.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the listeners and supporters. We really appreciate y'all showing love. Make sure you tell a friend about us if you love it. Make sure you tell that friend to tell one more friend and tell one more friend again. Guys, want to say?
Nothing. Future should let that girl on.
Yeah, go on DJ LZ's website.
Oh yeah, DJLZ.com. Mm-hmm.
He's selling merch.
Selling fish plates on there.
Yes, sir. Just speaking of plates, hit up my boy Plates at Plates by Shake on Instagram. He's selling the fire plates, man.
He sure is.
He be putting his motherfucking foot.
That nigga can cook,
in them. Oh man,
yeah, he can cook.
I got him working on something for me. Gonna keep it in a hush hush.
Hey,
and then, right
now,
don't hurt nobody.
But yeah, I don't even like fish like that, and he had me nibbling on it.
You don't like fish like that?
Nah, yeah. I'm just not.
I love me some tilapia.
I'm a fish person.
Salmon.
So yeah, man.
Some flounder real, boy.
Yeah. Real big tings in them.
Mm-hmm.
In it. And that's it, guys. We will see y'all.
Yeah.
Next week, same time, same place. Peace out.
Peace.